A scathing critique. The Pope delivers a scathing critique of how the church finances are managed. He does not cite anyone by first and last name, but he clearly shares the international auditor's concerns. He has also been informed of the disastrous results of the investments that had been entrusted to UBS, BlackRock, and Goldman Sachs. An initial investment of 95 million euros lost half its value under their watch. The levels of alarm rise even higher when the pontiff, the monarch and thus the supreme religious and civic authority of the Vatican State, says that he wants to get to the bottom of the situation, going through each and every office, donation, and expense. For this purpose, he will soon create a new commission to comb through the books in search of wounds and reorganize the Vatican State. I'm sure that we all want to move forward together to continue the work you have been doing for so long. To help you, I have decided to set up a special commission to build on the work you have done and to find solutions to the problems. This commission will have the same profile as the one established for the IOR. One of you will be the coordinator or general secretary or chairman of this commission to help in a process that I am happy to see moving forward. But we must make an effort to bring it to a conclusion and say so clearly. We are all good people, but even the Lord demands from us a management for the good of the church and of our apostolic work. I suggest that at least once during these meetings of the cardinals, to invite the auditors' board for maybe half a day to have an exchange of information, concerns, and work. If you have any suggestions, I am ready to hear them. This much I can offer you, and I thank you most warmly. Are there any questions, comments? After the Pope's words, the silence is broken once again by Cardinal Vallini, who is still trying to alleviate the tension. To disassociate himself from any responsibility, he makes a point of stating that he himself holds no financial posts. His outlook is optimistic. "We're moving toward reforms that were already planned," he begins. The